Hi, fantasy readers. This is Corinne Norton, your fellow book binger, and you are listening to the Finding Fantasy Reads podcast, where you can test out a new fantasy story every single week to find your next favorite author. Although today is a bonus episode, so we're giving out awards for episodes from season two. It also happens to be our 100th episode if you count the bonus episode that you can get when you sign up for the newsletter, which is a super fun way to celebrate the end of season two as well as these awards. With dozens of stories and episodes shared over the last 10 months, the awards are more of a fun way to recognize stories that stood out in listeners' memories than to truly say any one story is better than another. I picked each and every one of the featured episodes, so in many ways, they're all my favorite, which is why I tried to leave most of the award decisions up to all of you. I'll start out with the Most Played Award, which is something I measure manually across a variety of platforms. And the clear winner for the episode that had the most plays was People of Water by Rochelle Nelson. Technically, it was the first episode of the two-part series, but episode two had a close second. If you haven't gone back to listen to this super fun YA fantasy story that has unique people groups and magic, you really should. And then go snag the book it connects to, Sky of Seven Colors. Although I went straight for her newest book, Embergold, because who doesn't love dragons? Congrats, Rochelle. Watch your email for your fancy badge to prove how popular your story is. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Yeah. The second and third awards are our Narrator's Choice Awards. Pater and I each pick which story was our favorite to narrate. It could be because it was our favorite story, or because it has the most fun characters for us to portray. I thought Pater would pick another sword and sorcery type story like last year, because those are usually his jam. But he actually picked one of our flash fiction stories, which are usually right around 1,000 words. Those are so tough to write because you have to be good at packing a lot in very few words. Pater's Narrator's Choice Award for this year goes to Bittersweet by H.L. Davis. This isn't as shocking as it first appears. Pater and I are very similar in how we kind of like sad stories, or at least stories that have hard things that are purposeful, which is basically the definition of bittersweet and why that story stuck out to him so much. So congrats, Holly, who actually happens to have the same name as Pater's wife, and that is entirely unrelated to why he picked her story. But Holly, be sure to check your email for your shiny badge. Yeah. My Narrator's Choice Award pick was all about fun and which one allowed me, or maybe forced me, to experiment with character voices. It's super satisfying to work hard at getting them right and then to find out from the author that they think I nailed it. So my pick for this year's Narrator's Choice Award is The Aquamancer's Secret by Jeremy P. Madsen. Ironically, his story is a two-parter, so while Pater picked a super short one, I picked a super long one. And also weirdly fascinating is that this is one that Pater's wife Holly loved because for her, it felt like a story about a magical pharmacist. And for those who don't know, when she's not listening to the episodes early for mistakes, she's probably filling your prescriptions. Anyway, congrats, Jeremy, on writing a story that was super fun to narrate. Go look for your new badge. Yeah. This last category has several subcategories, and I think it's the most important of all because these Reader's Choice Awards were voted on by all of you. The Romantic Fantasy Award is our first Reader's Choice Award, and it had a clear winner with about half of the votes. It was a super fun one to read with a cat for the main character, well, for part of the story, and I even got to meet the author at a conference in January. The winner of the Favorite Romantic Fantasy Award is Cinders by Kendra E. Ardnick. Congrats on having the Favorite Romantic Fantasy Short Story for season two. Yeah. The Fantasy Adventure Award also had a clear winner with over half of the votes, and I think the author will be surprised because all of her full novels land square in the Romanticy category. I'm pretty excited that she won because she's also a good friend and critique partner of mine. The winner of the Favorite Fantasy Adventure Award is Of Drakens and Disaster by Constance Lopez. Congrats, Constance. You'll have a shiny badge in your email later today to celebrate.
Yeah.
The YA Fantasy Award was a much closer call, with three stories all pretty evenly matched. A single vote tipped the winner of this award, which is why every one of your votes counts. The winner of the YA Fantasy Award is The Courtship of Giants by Christy Simonson. Congrats, Christy, on having the Favorite YA Fantasy Short Story for Season 2.
Yeah.
The Epic Fantasy Short Story also had a clear winner with around 50% of the votes. I love that it's a lesser-known author amongst several other big-name authors, because that's one of my goals of the podcast. I want to connect readers and authors, but I especially want to find those gems that people didn't expect. The winner of the Epic Fantasy Award is Keeper of Light by Drew Avery. Congrats, Drew. Be sure to check your email for your badge.
Yeah.
And last but not least, although it is the smallest in word count, is the Flash Fiction Award. This was another close call, with votes spread out over almost all the stories listed. But I'm happy to say the winner of the Flash Fiction Award goes to The Midnight Embezzlement by Jennifer Dyer. Congrats, Jennifer. For those of you who voted, thank you for taking the time to shower our featured authors with this kind of praise. It's a fun way to finish off the season and celebrate the people who write the stories you love. I hope you all have a wonderful summer. If you're looking for something else to listen to until the podcast is up and running again on August 6th, don't forget I podcasted my entire first novel over the last 9 months. You can listen to the entire thing at the Blood of the Stars podcast, which I'll link to in the show notes. Otherwise, don't expect to hear my voice again until that first Tuesday in August. Thank you all for listening to Season 2 of Finding Fantasy Reads. Happy reading.